Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, the 33rd team, they got a podcast. It's good. It's Palazzolo and Monson, the two guys of PFF fame. They left PFF. Steve Palazzolo was one of the high-ups there. Sam Monson, who's been a guest on our show over the years many, many times and will be throughout the football season. I like them. They break the game down well. But they had a pretty anti-Commanders conversation, or at least had a discussion where they were open to the idea that the Commanders are going to regress this season, that they overachieved last year. And I saw it, and I said, okay, this will be a good discussion for you and I. Let's have a dialogue on this. And I started to jot down little times of cuts that I wanted Darius to pull.
Uh-huh.
And as I was like, okay, I want those 20 seconds, I'm like, you know what? This is several minutes. It's just them breaking it down. I was like, why don't we just play it? We'll start it. We'll stop it. We can agree or disagree. But this is, it's, I don't think it's a, negative's probably not the right word. This is the other side of...
It's the air out of the balloon. It's the grounding of the expectations a bit.
I think a lot of people in the fan base are sold that this is going to be a really good team. You and I think they're going to be pretty good. There is another side of the conversation. So this is, again, the 33rd team. This is Check the Mic, the show that Palazzolo and Monson do talking about the Commanders. So we'll jump in as we need to here.
Here's what I would say for Washington. Did they overachieve last year? Like, did they just do too well in year one? There's definitely reasons for great optimism in Washington, but it also, when you go unit by unit, as far as breaking down this roster, are they actually as good as teams like the Eagles and the Lions? I know they beat the Lions in the playoffs. I hear you, but are they actually that good and primed, for regression this year, despite Jaden Daniels looking like a future star?
So just pause that real quick. Reasonable question.
Yeah.
By the way, totally reasonable. I remember back to Ron Rivera's first season when they were not that good. They played backup quarterbacks. They had a favorable schedule. They won 7 games because they were lucky to. They won the division. They made the playoffs. Remember the Eagles called off the Dogs when they were beating them?
That's right.
And benched their quarterback, Hurts, at the time so that the Giants wouldn't win the division and Washington would. And Nate Sudfeld came in and he gave the game away and Washington with Alex Smith made the postseason and the next week started Taylor Heineke for the pylon game. But he's asking, are we sure they're better than the Eagles and the Lions? How could anyone be? But a lot of these power rankings are suggesting they're kind of right there, that they're better than Green Bay and Minnesota and San Francisco and all those teams.
Talent-wise, they are not. And that didn't matter last year.
If Daniels is awesome, then maybe you have a chance.
And that's kind of the point is, especially in the second half of the season, he was masking so many issues. I've said the same thing a million times. I'm told blue in the face. I'm sure everybody's sick of the refrain. They were playing ball control football without a running game. Just having him do it. It's insane. The only time they ran it worth a damn and it belied how bad it really was that Titans game, who basically they'd given up by that point. They were terrible. Washington took advantage to their credit.
I think the first carry of that game for B-Rob was a 40-yard touchdown.
Yeah, it was a house call. Untouched. Yeah, untouched. The rest of the time, it was...
By the way, that was a top five run defense. I think they were second or third in the NFL.
Coming into the game.
They mauled them that day.
Yeah, so however that happened. But the rest of the rushing totals, you look at it, they're Daniels rushing totals. And it was a disaster when it came to that part of the football. But they ran it fine, so you look at some of the numbers. But again, it was because of Daniels doing it. Masking every single deficiency, of which there were many. You get, again, 90-whatever percentage of fourth downs. If you get 70%, maybe you lose two games. If you don't get a Hail Mary, maybe you lose a game. They overachieved last year. I had a blast, too. But the point is, counting on the unsustainable as sustainable has been a folly of this fan base forever.
Well, there's a history of that. When 2012 happened and you rip off seven straight wins and you go 10-6 and you win the division and then you just go into 13 thinking everything's going to be fine. Obviously, it was a very different story because of the Griffin injury going into the offseason and the all-in for week one campaign that kind of had, whether people knew it publicly at the time or not, really affected negatively that entire locker room. But
custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I joke all the time about the Nationals, that they're like a 79 or 80 win team with a 62 win bullpen or whatever. The Commanders are last year probably an 8 win team with a 14 win quarterback. And when you add them together, you got 12 wins. But Jaden Daniels played at a level where you could be the one seed, and the rest of the team was probably a 500-ish type team, and they ended up winning a dozen games. All right, let's keep listening.
Yeah, so it's a bit like the Giants season from a couple of years ago where they surprised everybody, made the playoffs, and then I think what really did them in was they won a playoff game by beating Minnesota when Dexter Lawrence just decided to individually destroy the Minnesota Vikings offensive line. And that win in particular was what kind of got everybody misaligned, I think, on what the Giants were going forward. And you can argue, look, there's some parallels there with what Washington did. They went on this run, they made the playoffs, but then they went on a run within the playoffs and, you know, got to a championship game and, you know, before they end up coming up short against the Eagles. But that, the run, I think, is potentially what would cause that same potential issue. But I think they've done a good job at adding talent to this team, you know, assuming, I mean, the concern would be that, yeah, they're just not as...
So Monson wasn't quite correct because the Giants didn't get to the NFC Championship game. They won one playoff game. They beat the Vikings as he referenced, in the wild card round in Minnesota. The following week was the divisional round, and they got blown out by the Eagles 38-7. So I don't love this comp. I get his point. His point was in 2022, the Giants were not supposed to make the playoffs. They were in the first year, new GM, new head coach. Brian Daboll had just gotten in, and they made the playoffs, and then they won a playoff game. It was the worst thing that happened to that regime because then you're paying Daniel Jones and now you're kind of The cart is ahead of the horse.
Yeah, the same thing happened Rivera year one, where we were fooled into thinking they were better than they were.
But the comp is bad because the Giants were 9-7-1, which is a thing that happens with bad teams or mediocre teams.
Sure.
Washington was 12-5 last year. Mm-hmm. Winning 12 games in this league does not happen on accident. Washington, here in this city, hadn't done that in 30-plus years. Winning 11 is hard. Not everyone's been able to do it once or twice, except this team. Mm-hmm. But they went 30 years without doing it. So the 12 wins is very, very different than 9-7-1, number one. And number two, they did win multiple playoff games, unlike that Giants team that beat a pretty flawed Vikings team that had won a million games late.
With a negative point differential.
Yeah, come from behind wins and had a terrible interior offensive line. The strength of the Giants, as he mentioned with Dexter Lawrence, was the defensive tackle spot. It was a good matchup for them. Kind of a toss-up game going into the playoffs. Washington went on the road and beat the Bucs in the toss-up type game. Mm-hmm. Then they went to Detroit in a game no one gave them a chance to win.
That's the one where you go, wow.
Shredded them on the road, mm-hmm. right? So, respectfully, I don't love that comp to the Giants in 22. The only thing the two teams have in common, they got to the playoffs, weren't supposed to, and both won at least one game.
Yeah, to me, that was the central part of it. I don't get too hung up on the exact analogy. I can't think of another great team that would sort of fit this bill because there hasn't been one like this, but his general point is, we've been lulled into thinking they're better than they are because of what they just did.
Understood, but the difference between Daniel Jones and Jaden Daniels makes the comp not okay to use, in my opinion, if that makes sense.
It does.
Like, the whole point with Washington was that they had an MVP-caliber quarterback as a rookie last year, and you'd already known at that point that Daniel Jones is massively limited. I think he's okay. I think he got a raw deal in New York, to be honest. But he has limitations, and that year played the best that he played. And you were able to basically turn all of that into 9 wins and a playoff win. But let's keep going here.
I mean, the concern would be that, yeah, they're just not as good as they looked when they went on that kind of run. That was inherently not fluky, but not necessarily a long-term, sustainable, repeatable trick, right? Like, they had a ton of turnovers against Detroit. That's not the kind of thing that happens every game.
The other thing, too, like the history of what I mentioned as far as turnovers go with the Bills, it is very difficult to sustain turnover luck. It's difficult to sustain fourth down success, right? So as NFL analyst here, Sam, we're like, wow, the Commanders had an incredibly high conversion rate on fourth down. And we come out and we say, well, Jaden Daniels is a huge part of that, which is absolutely true. His run pass ability and the options that you have with Jaden Daniels give you many more, you know, just to be more effective on fourth down. However, the 2019 Ravens always come to mind. They were unbelievable on fourth down. They run into the playoffs. They go 0-2 right off the bat against Tennessee and get upset because we know that those things can be fluky. So if the Commanders just revert back a little bit in just fourth down conversions, you're talking about a potential regression. I know that's...
This is the point.
Yeah, this is the drum I've been beating. You could still have an excellent percentage where it's, of course, it's the right call to go for it. And you get it 3/4 of the time. It's like a stolen base 80% of the time. You go, yes, I'll take that chance. And you saw it in the first Eagles game. They don't get it a couple of times. I think 2 of their 3 misses were in that game, if memory serves. I remember one in a really significant spot, whether the snap was botched or the count was off. Who knows what happened? But you don't get that fourth down. Boom, just like that, you lose the game. Things happen. Right? I mean, the nothing's 100% foolproof. For something that year over year, and I would say Washington has a better set of tools, you know, with the offensive coordinator, with the quarterback, with who they are, they should be going for it a lot. The same way the Ravens should. Same way the Eagles should. We were talking about a bunch
over the last week. Everybody should go for it more than they do.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like they're especially well-suited for it. And you could have an excellent percentage, just not this unsustainably great percentage. And if you don't get it a handful of times, their season's different.
They were 23 of 26 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That's not happening again. You can stop at that.
Right.
It does not happen like that. It will not happen like that again. But turnovers is the other one that is generally not year-over-year sustainable, that is generally not predictive based on the past where you don't fumble. Like, look at the NFC Championship game. The team that didn't lose fumbles all year, just fumbling left and right.
Yeah.
Just happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. If that happens in week 2 and in week 7, you're probably one of the higher turnover teams if you mix in the rest of the games as just being normal at that point. But you guys can react to this if you want. 800-636-1067. I want to further drill down on the turnovers and the fourth downs. And is there something about this team that we can actually use to argue turnovers won't be a problem again and fourth downs will never be a problem? Because Daniels doesn't make those obvious mistakes. He's not throwing, you know, a whole lot of like timing stuff middle of the field where people are jumping lanes and jumping routes. And you know, from a fourth down standpoint, you could say he's a cheat code with the dual threat ability, which is very, very true. Look at the Ravens and Lamar year yep. over year over year. They're awesome. Now, Palazzolo brought up that it killed him in a championship game at one point against the Titans.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.